Okay, Graham again on the Demo Fall 2010 Pavilion floor, and we're getting to about 6:30 here. We got a half an hour left on the first day, and one of the mobile companies that presented today is MobiCart from the UK, and I'm here with the CEO and founder, correct? And let me get the pronunciation here. Vladimir Baranov Rosine.
Yes, correct.
You've
got it right. You should guess my middle name now.
Okay, so tell us about MobiCart.
MobiCart, in a nutshell, is a free and simple way for you to build and manage your own mobile e-commerce shop. Retailers can log into our content management system, create their own app, and submit it to Apple, where we support the iPhone for now, but Android, BlackBerry, an iPad later on, and have an own native app for their retail business.
So anyone can set up their own storefront, their own mobile storefront?
Exactly. Their own mobile storefront for free.
So who do you see using this? Like, anybody that has stuff to sell, that independent
retail, yeah, absolutely.
Businesses, retailers, yeah.
One of our first customers is Flybe, which is a European airline, and they've got a duty-free shopping website. So they wanted to enable their customers to shop on the go.
Now, okay, so this regional airline, flybe.com, is based in the UK?
Yes.
And why would they want their customers to be able to sell stuff online?
They want their customers to buy the duty-free. Their duty-free shopping.
Yeah. Okay, so they're not enabling they're selling their own flights online.
Whatever you can buy in flight, in-flight magazine, you can also buy from the iPhone app.
Now I'm getting it. Okay. So they are enabling kind of an in-flight magazine on the mobile phone.
Absolutely.
I've not heard of that done before. Are they the first ones to do that?
Yes. I mean, there's a few other ones, even retailers. I mean, you know, there's the average cost to build a mobile commerce app is around $100,000. You know, Pizza Hut spent 40,000 man hours to get their app done. We're enabling retailers that entry, no barrier to enter to market. It's free. They can go in and build their own, build their own app. We've got, late night tales. We've got record labels signed up and some other large retailers. Some large retailers have already got their own apps, but a lot of them still don't. And obviously all the small retailers who haven't got $50,000 to invest in a mobile commerce app. But mobile shopping is definitely the next big thing. It, represents billions of dollars already, and it's growing at a tremendous rate. And more will all become on mobile.